I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew, your pal. Charlize Theron is back. She didn't come for like 8.5 years and now she's already back. I'm so excited, and she's here with Ron Livingston. I'm a little worried we're playing too many burger games. Burger from Sex and the City. But hopefully he'll be really into reliving that moment. He was Post-it Guy. You remember that, right? Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. They're in a new movie together, and I'm excited. Charlize is, besides the fact that she's super hot, she's a great guest. So I'll see you in the clubhouse. Charlize Theron, Ron Livingston.
She loves a meaty roll, and he played burger. It's Watch What Happens Live with Charlize Theron and Ron Livingston now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two seriously talented actors who I'm about to seriously overserve. Maybe I've already been served a little. In her new movie, Tully, she plays a new mom aided by a night nanny. But if tonight she wants to swaddle me, I'm not saying no. Please welcome back to the Clubhouse Oscar winner Charlize Theron. Swingers, Office Space, and as the penman of the world's worst Post-it note, please welcome to the Clubhouse for his first appearance, Charlize's Tully co-star, Ron Livingston. Great to meet you, Ron. And, Tully is getting great reviews. Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Very cool. You play husband and wife. I'm so glad to see that you're here together. I want to see how well you know each other. And I was looking at your shoes all before, which are really gorgeous and high, but I love your New Balances,
Thank
man.
Thank you. We decided to trade shoes on the way in.
You did? Okay. Speaking of Post-its, two iconic things happened in season 6 of Sex and the City. One, yours truly took his star turn as a mysterious yet sensitive shoe salesman to Carrie Bradshaw. And two, Ron here had an 8-episode arc as one of Carrie Bradshaw's most infamous boyfriends, Jack Burger. So to honor his role tonight, we have a burger bar with Matt McKinney serving Black Label burgers from Minetta Tavern, which I plan to devour after the show. Charlize and Ron are awaiting your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, my guest Charlize is so radiant. Being in her presence makes me all squirmy, but I want to know what makes her wriggle with a round of Does It Turn Theron? Okay, here you go. Does an overly prominent Adam's apple on a gentleman turn you on?
It depends on the body that it's
right,
on.
Right. Yeah. A set of perfectly white veneers. Not a veneer lady. Guys who call their pets their babies.
Definite vagina closer.
Vagina closer. A guy with a big can. Do you like a guy with a big ass?
Oh, is that what a can is?
Yeah.
As long as it's not pear-shaped.
Yes, okay. Manscaping. Do you like a guy who really is manicured?
There is a fine line. Like, I still want to feel like it's a dude and not a
girl. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just taking this one step further.
Yeah.
Totally bald pubes.
I don't think that's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Incredibly large hands.
Ugh! Like,
yes. Bringing food into the bedroom.
Just to eat or to play with?
To play with.
Sure, but I'd rather just do it after.
Right. Guys who are huge fans of your work.
That's border. Like, I just don't want to feel like I'm with a stalker.
Yes. Yeah. Role play in the bedroom.
No, I do that at work. I don't really want to, like, be a character.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's good. That's very interesting. Here's what, now that we've got the deets on her dating life, let's get into her day-to-day life. Charlize, I'm going to ask you some questions about things normal people do, and we'll see how abnormal your answers are. When was the last time you pumped your own gas?
Oh, this, I'm going to be truthful, not for a while.
Okay. Do you pack your own bags before a vacation?
Yes, I always pack.
Always. Yeah. When's the last time you did your own makeup for an event?
Oh, I just did a whole movie. I did my whole makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you take out your own trash?
I do. I mean, I have somebody who does, but I do. I'll do it. I don't care. Yeah.
Do you book your own doctor's appointments?
Mm-mm.
No. When was the last time you did your own laundry?
Oh, last week.
She's normal, everybody. Thank you, Charlize. Second, my staffers are huge fans of Ron's cult film Office Space and are especially obsessed with the flair worn by Jennifer Aniston's waitress character because, well, they're attracted to shiny objects. So here's what. Office Space may have been almost 20 years ago, but we're bringing back the flair. Ron, pick a pin with a familiar face on it. I will ask you a question about that person. We have SJP, Olivia Wilde, Jennifer Aniston, Zac Efron, Paul Rudd, Jennifer Garner, Vince Vaughn, and Billy Bob Thornton, all former co-stars of yours. Pick a flair.
I'm going to go with Olivia.
Olivia Wilde. She is stunning, but what is the grossest thing you've ever seen Olivia Wilde do?
I didn't think it was gross. I was kind of honored by it, but she's got a hell of a belch.
Hell of a belch. Pick a flair.
Vince.
Vince Vaughn. Vince played a womanizer in Swingers. What would you guess his freak number is?
But what's it they run? What do they run to?
To 10.
10. I'm going to say 6.5, 7.
Okay, 6.5, 7. Pick a flair.
Paul.
Paul Rudd. He is a quintessential nice guy. Meanest thing you've ever seen him do.
I saw him push a disabled guy down the street.
Yes, you did. Of course you did.
I saw the same thing.
But he had it coming.
Yes. So that was... Pick a flair.
Let's say Jennifer.
Jennifer Aniston. What do you think would be the most annoying thing about dating her? She seems so perfect. She's America's sweetheart.
Security personnel.
Security personnel. She does have security. Pick a flair.
SJ.
SJ. Thoughts on the La Catral smackdown of SJ on Instagram recently?
Oh, I'm old. So, I'm not on social media. I don't really know. I think SJ's gonna win that.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you notice tension between them on the set?
No, I didn't. They hid that very well. I'm sure there was some, but, you know, we were oblivious.
Okay, pick a flair, your last flair.
Let's go with Billy Bob.
Okay.
Billy Bob is known to be an eccentric guy. Weirdest thing you saw him do behind the scenes?
Everything?
Yeah, really, like nothing, basically. Yeah, although I felt like he was coming from Arkansas or something and was going to fly back there that night.
Right, all right. Thank you very much, Ron Livingston. Finally, in 2004, Charlize sat down for an episode of Inside the Actor's Studio, so I think she would agree that I'm just like James Lipton if you heavily spiked his tea. Here's what, Charlize and Ron, I want to test out that assumption with outside the actor's studio.
Oh, you got it.
Stupid questions that I'll ask in a calm voice.
Much slower.
For both of you. Yes, much slower. If you had to go without oral sex or cheese for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
That's brutal.
It is.
That's so brutal.
I agree.
I'm just glad we get a choice. I know.
What would you choose?
They make vegan cheese, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I could have that. I could learn
so
to like that.
So go without the cheese.
Yeah, let's lose the cheese.
Okay, Charlize?
Really? No, I can't.
Would go without oral sex?
I think so.
Wow. Okay, what is the last thing that made you cry, Charlize?
The Shape of Water. Nothing like a fish.
Oh, I think I saw Up again.
What was your first concert?
Aerosmith in Milan.
Hall & Oates.
I love it. Last text you sent.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Why am I doing this stupid show?
No, okay. To my Manny. What the is going on? No, it wasn't that. Something close to that.
But it was something with your Manny.
No. My kids are really just misbehaving right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So heart. Kiss.
Oh. Wedding ring. That was yours to your wife.
That's mine.
That's nice. What celebrity gave you your first boner or lady boner? What celebrity gave you your first boner or lady boner?
Your
first one.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Yeah.
What about you?
Jessica Lange.
All right. Thank you very much. Those are good answers. Let's take a quick phone call. Emily from Philadelphia, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you.
Thank you.
Ron, I loved you as the dad in The Conjuring. Thanks. My question is for Charlize. As a huge Bachelor fan, what did you think of Ari breaking Becca's heart, and how do you think she'll do as the Bachelorette?
She is so much better off. I mean, literally, not impressive.
Yeah.
Not impressed with him at all.
And how will she do as a Bachelorette?
I think she's going to be great, and she's fun, and I think she handled the whole thing so well, too, because that was the most awkward...
So awkward.
...watching experience of my life.
Yes.
It was just, like, brutal, and she just kept it together and had integrity about it, and he just looked like a... dick.
Also, I really maintain that he was not hot enough to be the Bachelor. Do you have opinions about that?
I can't, like, there was definitely, and I am the last to talk about this because I myself get a little pigeon, little crop down here, but it was like, I just couldn't get past his, like, do you want to talk about it? Like, no, mother.
Right.
Right. She doesn't want to talk about it. Like, just leave already.
I wish Charlize had opinions. Let's go back to the phones. We have a question for Ron from Hannah from D.C. What is it, Hannah?
Hey, guys. Ron, what do you think about Cynthia Nixon running for governor, and would you vote for her?
Mm. I'd be arrested if I voted for her because I'm not a resident of New York City or New York State. My thing on Cynthia is I'm an actor. I have no idea what it takes to be governor, but I can't think of anything that Cynthia can't do. She's so smart.
Yeah.
So smart. I had the opportunity to work with her a couple of times. And if she thinks she can do it, I think she could probably do it.
I'm so impressed that she's already forced Cuomo to change his positions on a few things.
Yeah, I think it's healthy
just
when
by
they
being
challenge
in
the, each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, no, it is.
You know?
It is. Charlize, Vulture ranked 40 of your performances from best to worst. Did you see it?
No.
Did you see the list?
No.
What do you think number one was?
Monster?
It was Monster.
Okay.
Number two was Tully.
No.
The movie that you are promoting
you
right now.
Yeah.
How cool is
wow.
that? Do you want to know number three?
Yeah.
Mad Max.
Okay.
Do you want to know number 40?
What is number 40? Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay, Reindeer Games.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to know 39?
Yes.
Sweet November.
Makes sense, but I like it.
Do you want to know 38?
Yes.
15 minutes.
That makes total sense. I mean...
But you know what else is cool in the top 10? Like, Atomic Blonde is number 6. So, like, what this means is you're making the best work of your life right now. I mean, how satisfying
is that?
Yes.
So we don't wilt.
Right, we don't wilt.
We don't wilt.
Do you want to take the list home with you?
Please.
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, let's go to Megan from North Carolina. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Well, first I have to tell you, my daughter and I think you're the best.
Thank
we're going to
try
and come see you in Charlotte.
Oh, great. Anderson and I will be there and Orlando the same weekend in June.
I can't wait. My daughter's a political science major, so she's also obsessed with Anderson as well as you. So
thanks.
We're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
So I have a question for Charlize. It's a two-parter, Charlize. I, for one, love you in Atomic Blonde and Mad Max, but I like that, you know, strong female character.
Thank you.
And I read that Chris Hemsworth said you should be the next James Bond. So what was your reaction to that, and have there been any talks in the works about doing it?
I mean, it's just super flattering. He's just the coolest guy.
Yeah.
And that couple is, like, one of my favorite couples. We vibe, South African, Australian, like, Southern Hemisphere peeps, you know?
Southern Hemisphere peeps in the house, man!
Because, you know, it's cool. Yeah, but no, there's nothing like that. We are definitely developing an Atomic Blonde, too, so...
You are.
Yeah.
That's great. And on that note, Ron, we got some questions about an Office Space sequel. Would there be one? And I've read that you've said, well, what would they do? I mean, it would be a little...
Yeah.
Yeah. It might actually be sad 20 years later, right? Yeah.
I tried to write one that was like an MMA fight movie, but I don't think it's ever going to get
right. And I heard, actually, that someone wrote a pilot for a burger spinoff. How was that script?
I would see that.
It was good if you want to see more burger all the time, which I don't know if who would.
I'm not against it.
Well, on that note, it's game time, everybody. Because we just can't break up with the way Ron's character broke up with Carrie on Sex and the City, it's time to guess that Post-it. Charlize and Ron, you will face each other right now in your chairs. Ron, the names of famous people who've had famous breakups will appear on Post-it notes in the monitor in front of you right here. When the clock begins, Ron, you will give Charlize clues to ID as many people as she can correctly. If you get 7 right in 60 seconds, you both win. Okay?
Guessing?
You are guessing, okay? And go.
A goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Golfer.
Tiger Woods.
Yes.
I don't know his wife's name. Okay.
Pop singer. I know all the
pop
songs.
Singer. Yeah. Pop singer.
Country crossover.
Blake Shelton.
No. She has a big squad.
Fast.
She has a big squad.
Another word for fast.
Hates Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Thank you. Used to be married to Jennifer Aniston.
Brad Pitt.
Yes. Just Jenny on the Block? Is that legal?
Ben Affleck and Jenny? She has so many. I have to name like 8?
Just her name.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
Thank you.
He already said it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sandy
Talented, very funny.
It was Angelina Jolie. You almost got it. Using that list, did it look okay?
There was a few shockers. There's a few shockers. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but there's a few that I would not have been predicting.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Ron, Emily D. emailed, did you ever see the Family Guy clip of Ron Livingston's parents, and what was your reaction?
Yes, and I thought it was pretty accurate.
Really? Yeah.
My dad was upset that they didn't call him to do the voice.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, Charlize, we were talking before, and it turns out you're a massive Bravo viewer.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Housewives, what did you think of Teddy?
She just, like, she needs to just be confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Potomac you're into.
I mean, I just watch whatever is on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I, in a weird way, the clip that you just watched, that's what I, that's my version of video games, like checking out. Like, I just.
Yes.
Yeah. I just go visit my housewives.
Housewives of New York, surprised by Luann's arrest?
No.
No. Oh, my God. Vanderpump Rules, surprised that Jax broke up with Brittany at the end?
He just needs to get his together, honestly. It's just boring now.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Nappy 999, the world's first on-demand diaper-changing service. It started as an April Fool's joke in the UK, but it is now an actual service that if you're in the UK, for £5 and 10 minutes, someone will come and change your diaper.
What?
Anyone's diaper? And will they pat you on the tush? I'm asking for a friend.
Interesting.
Today's Jackal goes to the revelation that Swedish meatballs are actually based on a recipe from Turkey. What's next? Are we going to find out that Dorit is actually based on a recipe from the UK, even though she's from Connecticut? Right, Charlize? Do you get it? She gets it. Ron doesn't, but he's pretending to. She likes the joke. Here with the stars of Tully in theaters now, Charlize Theron and Ron Livingston. Matt McKimmy has the Black Label Burger from Minetta Tavern. Gorgeous. I mean, here I've been getting the steak freak at Minetta Tavern. Steak freet. I ordered the steak freak. At Minetta Tavern, I should have been getting the Black Label Burger this whole time.
You've been missing out. It's a beautiful, beautiful burger.
Wow.
Maybe the best in the city.
Wow. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Katie from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hi, Charlize. I'm a big fan of yours on Arrested Development, but my question is actually for Ron.
Okay.
What was it like working with the legendary Miss Dolly Parton on Straight Talk? And what's your favorite memory?
One of your first film roles, right?
My first, very
your first,
first
one.
Very
and
first
you twirled
movie.
Her around, right?
We danced. It was a dancing scene. It was a Me Too moment. I grab her ass in the thing. She was lovely. She
yeah.
was like really, really sweet and lovely. And I was kind of stilted and awkward.
How cool.
I think I tried to hit on her. I'm not sure. Right.
How could you not?
How could
Back
you not?
To the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Mary Beth from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Mary Beth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you. Watch your show all the time.
Thank
My
you.
Question is for Charlize.
Okay.
Is there any truth to the rumors a few years ago that you were dating Alexander Skarsgård?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No.
You
no.
two would physically
we
look
hang out.
Great
we hang
together.
Out. We're really good friends. He's
Are you guys
a lovely
like,
guy.
F- buddies?
No,
oh.
we're not. No,
yes.
no, no. We're just, I
was
actually.
Me. I was dating you? Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, you
was,
were?
Yeah. yeah.
Even
so.
Better.
Yeah, no. I mean, no. He's great. It
yeah.
just happened that, yeah, he just came and did a really funny part in a movie. I just did it with Seth Rogen. He's like a great guy,
yeah.
but no.
Yeah. What's the movie with Seth Rogen?
It's kind of like a Pretty Woman, but reversed.
Oh, I love it.
He's not a hooker.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, he's not a hooker. But it is kind of like taking the romantic comedy and turning it on its head gender-wise.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and so he's my little bitch.
Wow.
It's great.
My God, I want to be your little bitch. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Susan, and I'm calling from Rockledge, Florida.
Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question's actually for both of them,
okay.
Charlize and Ron.
Okay.
First, I want to say I'm super excited for Tully.
Yeah.
We're planning a girls' night out to go see it.
Yay!
But my question, yay! My question is, what were each other's habits on set that would annoy you if you were married in real life?
Ah.
There is absolutely nothing annoying about Ron Livingston.
Wow.
He is the nicest, most aware, generous. You really, it's like, sometimes I'm like, is it a robot?
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
It is. It's a robot. It's so, but like an emotional, beautiful robot. Like, you are really an incredible human. Yeah.
Oh.
Really. Yeah.
No, I have, there's nothing, it was extraordinary. Because, you know, you walk onto set with, I'm going to be doing scenes with Charlize Theron, and it's scary. It's
yeah.
It's a little like, oh my God. And I got to play her husband, and I got to make people believe that I would be married to her. And, you know, and you were really lovely. You like have a really personal way of just sort of diffusing all of that from the get-go.
Usually just an inappropriate joke. That's like my go-to.
That's
like some
nice.
Toilet humor or something, yeah. No, but we kind of know each other because our kids go to the same preschool.
Yes. Oh, really?
So
oh,
we kind of knew each other and kind of knew each other in this world. So it was weird that we ended up making this film together, and his wife is like so incredible, and it was nice to know them prior.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Amanda from Atlanta. My question is for Charlize. With people like Harvey Weinstein being held accountable for their actions, are you seeing a shift in how women are being treated in Hollywood?
Well, we better, because you're going to be pretty f***ed if you don't change your behavior. I think there's accountability now, and I think that's what was missing before.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think, a movement that's been galvanized by women all over the globe. It's not a compartmentalized conversation about Hollywood anymore.
Right.
It is now women in the workspace in the world.
Did I read that he allegedly told a woman to get in bed with her that you and Renee Zellweger had...
I heard this,
Like, Charlize has been with me.
Yeah. Which is, like, a sure way to just, like, show how douchey he was.
Yes.
That he had to, like, drop name to get... You know, it's like, it's just so... I mean, it's pathetic when you think about it.
Yeah. Last call of the night, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Daddy, it's Steve from Philadelphia. Love all of you guys.
She said Daddy, right?
Oh, Steve.
That was great. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, baby?
Good. Charlize, I love Monster. Arlene Juarez is my favorite true crime, but my question is for Ron.
Okay.
Ron, in Office Space, you had the worst boss. Who was your worst boss in real life? Shout out to Whispering Aliens.
Jason Reitman.
Jason Reitman. This is the guy behind Tully.
Yeah, the director.
No. I've had some. I've mostly had lovely bosses. There was a couple jobs I got fired from early on, but. Nothing really to speak of. Jason, it's definitely Jason.
Everybody go see Tully in theaters now. Thank you, Charlize and Mom. Thanks, man. We'll see you at the Banana Tavern. We have a sneak peek of next week's Band of Rules reunion. Take a look.
This season, you went to a Reiki master named Kelsey.
It seemed like it really became therapy for you.
I don't like anything I saw. She was telling you that you weren't into Britney and that you were trying to come up with reasons to leave her, and it was gross.
She seemed like just massaging his ego.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
She talked to you, and her voice, it was like she changed her voice to a sex operator.
There's nothing sexual about it.
Come on, that's bullshit.
Why let a Reiki specialist who you really had just known for a couple months use your real name and your girlfriend of 2 years, you've never let her do this?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.